prophetic promise, the plan of salvation. Essential to the plan of salvation is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Without His atoning sacrifice, all would be lost. It is not enough, however, merely to believe in Him and His mission. We need to work and learn, search and pray, repent and improve. We need to know God's laws and live them. We need to receive His saving ordinances. Only by so doing will we obtain true eternal happiness. We are blessed to have the truth. We have a mandate to share the truth. Let us live the truth, that we might merit all that the Father has for us. He does nothing save it be for our benefit. He has told us, "This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." Moses chapter 1, verse 39. From the depths of my soul, and in all humility, I testify of the great gift which is our Father's plan for us. It is the one perfect path to peace and happiness, both here and in the world to come. President Thomas S. Monson, The Perfect Path to Happiness, Ensign, November 2016, pages 80 and 81. Christ's Infinite Atonement. The Savior, the Master Healer, has the power to change our hearts and give us permanent relief from the sorrow caused by our own sin. He can comfort and strengthen us when we experience pain because of the unrighteous actions of others. He can comfort and sustain us as we experience painful realities of mortality, such as disaster, mental illness, disease, chronic pain, and death. The Savior says, "If ye will come unto me, ye shall have eternal life. Behold, mine arm of mercy is extended towards you, and whosoever will come, will I receive." 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 14. Carol M. Stevens, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, The Master Healer, Ensign, November 2016, pages 10, 11, and 12. Come, follow Him. Several speakers encouraged us to develop Christ-like attributes and remember the Savior as we worship on the Sabbath. Use the November 2016 issue or visit conference.lds.org to read what they said. How can I practice Christian love and service? See Robert D. Hale's Come, Follow Me by Practicing Christian Love and Service, page 22. How can I become a better home teacher? See Jeffrey R. Holland, Emissaries to the Church, page 61. How do I develop sincere and heartfelt worship on the Sabbath day? See Dean M. Davies, The Blessings of Worship, page 93. How can I make partaking of the sacrament more meaningful? See Peter F. Muir's, The Sacrament Can Help Us Become Holy, page 85. Anything that opposes Christ or His doctrine will interrupt our joy. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Joy and Spiritual Survival, Ensign, November 2016, page 84. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the section, October 2016 Conference Notebook. Read by Dwayne Case.